Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you.
Guy faked a heart attack more than 20 times to avoid paying restaurant bills. This is AJ's solution to problems.
Yeah.
He always says fake a heart attack.
Yeah. Well, in certain cases, not at a restaurant because, they're going to send an ambulance and that's got to cost a lot more than your restaurant tab.
Well, yeah, that's one way to look at it.
Yes, that's how I'm looking financially. when the boss wants you to do something, I'll fake a heart attack. Then I can send for an ambulance over here.
No.
They just show me the door.
Get him outside so we're not compensated.
They'll load you in your car.
Get him outside so we're going to have
put it in drive.
Just roll him out there.
Point it towards Milford Hospital. Right.
Put him in the woods.
A 50-year-old man in Spain is being accused of faking a heart attack just to get out of paying a restaurant bill. That seems very dramatic, especially since he's apparently done it at least 20 times.
Wow.
So he's a chronic dine and heart attacker.
Right. One day I actually have a heart attack. Folks were like, liar.
That'll be the time.
The boy who cried wolf syndrome. Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're paying.
Right.
Show the bill.
Give me a hand. Give me a hand. How do you sign
arm,
your name?
My arm, my chest.
No.
One restaurant said he ordered several glasses of white label whiskey to wash down a Russian salad before faking a heart attack. And multiple restaurants have been passing his photo around to warn other places.
That's amazing.
What's a Russian salad? I'm curious what the hell you ate.
What is a Russian salad?
I'm
just
curious now.
Picture like cigarette butts and vodka bottle caps.
It's like borscht and stuff like
nails.
That. Right. It might go off.
The man has since been caught and was sentenced to 42 days in jail.
Is he going to fake a heart attack there, too?
Yes, definitely.
I can't serve. Left arm with him.
He could be in more trouble. His scams were considered minor crimes because the totals weren't a lot individually, but the restaurant owners are planning to file a joint complaint.
Wow.
Oh boy, has a hell of a tab now.
Which can lock him up for 2 years.
Whoops. All right, well, I'll get nice and fit in prison.
I'd love to see some footage of this.
Me too.
I'd love to see the montage.
How authentic.
Right. The first one is man, he got really believable towards the end.
Towards the end, they had him an Academy Award. Here, that was really good.
But the first one had to have worked. Because you don't keep trying if it doesn't work.
Yeah.
What do you say? My arm goes numb and then you just hit the floor?
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you pass out in grand fashion at somebody else's table?
Maybe you practice at home with his wife or his mom before he started taking it out into the field.
Process. Right. Every time she says, I've cut the lawn. Heart attack. Right.
Well, it works
do
here.
Dishes. Like a heart attack. And I took the garbage out. Heart attack. We're going to my mother's. Heart attack.
This is more of like a bar.
Yeah. It's like a pub restaurant.
Okay, you're in a pub, so.
Okay.
All right, AJ, go ahead.
All right. That was really, really, I really enjoyed
it. Here's your check, sir.
My arm's
I already don't believe you.
I'm going to know.
Too much talking.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you'd be like, oh, my God.
I call a doctor.
I wouldn't believe you.
See, this is why I pay my tab.
But you know what? You've done it before, and it was very believable. Yes, that one. Here, try that one.
Okay.
Here's your check, sir. What?
I think you have to say
heart attack in there somewhere. Heart attack, just call 911.
Bring a stink bomb with you.
Right. Yeah, you don't want 911.
No, you don't. No. Yeah.
Right. That's a whole other problem.
Yeah, I'll drive myself now. Thank you.
Yes. Bring my car around, friend.
Ruth just texted a Russian salad, potatoes, carrot, whole eggs, pickles, peas, ham, dill, mayo.
Wow. That sounds actually...
Where are the cigarettes?
That sounds interesting.
I know. Where are the cigarette butts?
That's for afterwards. Yeah.
Sounds Russian, though.
Right. It does. You have these Russian on your body.
Chaz and AJ.
Rushing on your butt.
So my thing is how is he avoiding the ambulance?
Right.
So you got to figure someone at the restaurant calling 911, and with or without insurance, you're paying like $1,200 an ambulance ride.
Yeah,
right?
Cheap, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what AJ said. He wouldn't do it just because of the ambulance bill would be more than the check.
I'm sure my tab is a lot smaller.
Yeah.
How dine and dash before I do that?
Yeah, well, it clearly didn't work.
Yeah, I'm going to the bathroom right back.
So there was a train SUV crash in Cromwell yesterday. Minor injuries.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's always good.
didn't expect that.
No.
No.
Train's like, really? What? I tried so hard.
Yeah. I think the train was moving slow.
Yeah. So to get hit by a slow-moving train, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. What happened? Did you break down?
You partially got out of the way, yes.
Are you not paying attention?
Right. You're too busy and you're on the phone. You know?
I've seen those people go around the, you know, the little...
the train tracks. Yeah, the
train...
the crossing guards.
Yeah, those crossing things.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Natural selection.
Yep, exactly. Darwin's.
Right. Is it that, are you in that much of a hurry?
Right. Or was a train driving down the street for once? He was in the wrong.
Right.
You know, he left the tracks and was coming down the street.
Yeah, you don't see that one often.
No. That's very rare. Very rare. Because they went to get something really quick from the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually the car's not where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's amazing how you'll see a car like crushed like a little ball, and the train has a little smudge of paint on it.
Right, trade some paint. That's it.
Yeah, you're never going to win.
Yeah. You never see a train totaled, you know, in that kind of accident. No.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Paul in Wallingford.
Yes, sir. Really quick. My brother and I were on his motorcycle, and someone stole the stop sign where we were headed, and he didn't know to stop, and someone hit us with a truck on my brother's 2003 Fat Boy. And we got pretty messed up, but I got up and picked the bike back up. And when the cop asked me what happened, and I said I was on the back of the bike, and he was like, oh, my God, are you okay? Do you want an ambulance? I said, no, I'm fine. Just make sure my brother's okay. But it was pretty crazy. Someone stole our stop sign, and we didn't know.
Right. That's why you didn't stop.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's interesting. I kind of know where to stop, right, even when the stop sign's missing.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's a big white line in the street.
Yeah.
Or an intersection.
Missing.
Wow, you're lucky to be alive.
So your brother took the brunt of it, basically.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Is he okay now?
He's fine.
Yeah? Good.
Yeah.
It says Ford backwards on the side. What's fraud?
No, but when someone looks at your car and says, wow, whoever was in that's dead.
Yep. And you're like, that's me.
Nope, it's me.
Yeah. Huh? Surprise.
Kevin in Wallingford.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah. So back in, I'll never forget it, October 31st, 1998. Ooh. It was 8:31 in the morning. Yep. I was working for a local ambulance service. Got a call for an accident on 91. We were responding in the call, and if you all know Route 68 in Wallingford, it's pretty bad. We were coming up to the intersection of North Main Street Extension and Route 68, and we had a red light. I started to slow down, and a lady came up the turn-only lane, went straight, T-boned us, sent us 300 feet up a hill. My head went through the driver's side window.
Up a hill.
Yeah.
Wow, that's tough to do.
Both ways.
Let's hit an ambulance. Yeah.
And my head went through the window. My partner actually slammed into me and got injured, and we both came out
did
relatively unscathed
heads?
For considering.
Yeah.
No. When my head came back, though, she hit her head on her head on my shoulder. But relatively unscathed, but
no.
For the impact and to send you, like you said, to send an ambulance that far up a hill is pretty extensive.
Now, do you call an ambulance in a case like that? Because you're right there.
You just walk in the back and start fixing yourself up.
Yeah, lay yourself on the stretcher and start rolling yourself to the hospital.
We should call a... Oh, wait, no way.
Oh, we're already here.
Wow.
Wow, but you were able to both...
A scary one.
But you both walked out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
How about the lady? How'd she do?
She was okay. Yeah.
Wow.
She had minor injuries, so we were both... It was a Plymouth Caravan. I'll never forget it. It was blue and dark blue with wood trim.
Yep. Now it's two-wheeler. Yep.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you take the little rubber hammer and you test her reflexes by hitting her in the forehead.
Right. Wait, I need to check your reflexes.
Right in the nose.
Right in the nose.
Yeah. I mean, it happens more often than we see, but, you know, it's the most dangerous thing we do in this job is driving. So,
what happened to the original call you were going to?
That's right.
No, they sent someone else to it, thankfully.
Cool. Right.
So.
They're sitting there going, we call an ambulance.
That's a great follow-up question.
Right.
Yeah, that was a good one.
They're still waiting today. What happened to the ambulance? 1998 this happened.
Yeah, are you still EMT or paramedic or whatever?
Yep. I'm still an EMT 31 years later. I started in 1992.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I've actually met your son and worked with him for the same company.
So. Oh, cool. Yeah, great company. So you must have rolled up on a lot of accidents where you saw the car and said, there's nothing for me to do here. They're going to be dead, and then they're fine.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah. That's how we judge it. You roll up and you're like, oh, these people are dead. There's no way.
Right.
And then you see them standing on the side of the road smoking a cigarette. And you're right. Like, what the?
You're like, damn it.
And they didn't even smoke before.
Other than coffee.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
You want a coffee?
Yeah, you're surprised how completely obliterated these cars will be. And the person somehow got out. Yep. It's unbelievable.
Good old pretty crumple wild. Zones. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thanks for what you do, Kevin.
Yep. Yeah, be
thanks
careful
for the story.
There.
All right, guys.
Yeah, be careful. You too, man. Beef Man?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I was driving on Route 80. Speeding was 50 miles an hour.
Is this your Thunderbird story?
This is the T-Bird story.
I loved that car.
That was a cool car.
Yeah, that was a cool car. It was very hard to find. So she runs a stoplight. I hit her stop sign. I hit her. She goes across Route 80 to the other side of the intersection, flips onto another car. So I said to myself, I hope I didn't kill her. You know, but the airbag deployed. It was bad.
Oh, that's crazy.
I got out of the car, and it was ugly. And thank God everybody was okay.
So her car's upside down on top of another car?
Yes.
How do you get her out of the car? Because you undo the seatbelt, and she just, like, plops thunk, down.
Right, exactly.
Gravity.
Yeah. The police got her out, and the policeman comes up to me and says, did you hit that other car? I said, are you kidding me? I'm in this car. Right. He said, what happened? I said, I don't know. The airbag deployed. There's all kinds of smoke and stuff with the airbag. So it was a pretty scary accident.
Ask Carla Willendo over there.
Yeah.
She went and did the somersault.
Right. Well, glad you're
I just
okay.
had some real nasty. Yeah, I had some nasty bruises on my my chest from the seatbelt, but everyone survived, thank God. It was pretty scary.
I think a car dealership in the Valley took the roof from your car and put it on another car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He was nice enough to buy it from me. Yeah. Because I had the roof in my basement. Because you've got to take it off and put it on manually. So it was the summer. It was June 1st.
Oh, the hard time.
That's why it was okay.
The hard roof. Gotcha.
Gotcha. Steve and Sandy Hook.
Had a little accident. That was a Subaru Tribeca versus a Ford F-150.
Oh. Oof.
I'm going with the Ford. Head on.
Train versus car.
It's now a Subaru. Go to the Tribeca.
I was driving the Tribeca, and I shouldn't have been driving because I wasn't feeling well at all. I was really under the weather. And I made a wrong turn. I tried to turn into an apple orchard. Of all things, and I made the turn in, and I didn't see him coming. I honestly did not see this F-150, black F-150, and it just hit me. It sent my
head
car 30 feet, head on, sent me 30 feet, spun me around twice, and then I just opened the door and got out of the car.
Nice. See, that's what they're made for. Made for folks who get blinded by apples.
Look at all the apples! Blam!
Applesauce.
That's a pretty strong crumple zone if the door can open after a hit like that.
Seriously, I've seen those things like bent like you would not believe. Now,
typically, you got to climb out the window or they cut you out.
Yeah, the cockpit stays intact, but the rest of the car.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
The thing is, the Tribeca was just a month old. I just got it.
Oh.
Before that, I had a little Ford Focus. If I still had the Focus, I wouldn't be talking to you today, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, you got Focus big time.
You'd be out of focus.
Yes, you would.
Yeah.
I can't focus.
Wow. Good for you, man.
Nice.
So,
see? A good plug for Subaru.
And did you get were you made whole? Did you get your whole car back, or did you have to out of pocket some of that?
No, I got the whole car back.
Nice. Good. And a bushel of apples.
I went back to a Subaru place, got a nice black caramel leather interior Tribeca.
Nice.
Nice.
You had a Ford F-150.
Right. Definitely should have got the truck.
Let me have one hit me.
Right.
That did good.
Especially if you can't see one coming, you should definitely get a truck.
Yeah, you're serious. Yeah. Yeah, buy a tank.
But that's kind of a bad. I mean, it could have been worse, but it's kind of a bad day. You're sick. You're feeling under the weather. I don't know why you're going out to pick apples when you don't feel well.
It's something to do. You're delirious.
You pull in the wrong way, get hit head on.
Right.
No apples for you.
I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
I'm never going out sick again.
Yeah.
No.
Just screw apple picking. Yeah.
Thank you.
Just buy it from the store.
Thank you, Stephen. Glad you're okay.
They do it for you.
Thank you.
Were you by yourself?
Yeah.
Nice.
What dude goes depressing. Apple picking by himself?
This guy.
Hey, I had to go get a banana box of seconds for my wife. She was going to make some pies and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So you were on a mission. Yeah, you're led by your stomach. That's going to feel really good.
Right.
That makes more sense.
Right, okay.
All right, Stephen, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Carol, Middlefield.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
First of all, I've been listening to you guys for like 15 years, and I love you guys. You make my drive into work so much better every morning.
Thank you.
Oh, please continue.
Thank you.
You say?
So my car story is in December of 1988, I was driving to visit my mother and cut through Middlefield in some, you know, not backwoods, but, you know, woodsy. And out of the left side comes this massive deer, horns, but, you know, right. Not a tiny deer, not Bambi.
Oh, right. Every hunter's dream.
Yeah, more like Bambi's father.
Yeah. So at the time I was driving a 1986 Mercury Lynx, which is like a little Ford Escort, and didn't think that would be a good matchup. And swerved to miss the deer, and I ended up clipping the curb. I 180'd my car and rolled it.
Oof. Wow.
Damn.
Rolled your car after hitting a deer.
Right, and then the deer ran.
How did the deer do?
Yeah.
Deer was fine. I mean, it barely skimmed me. So I'm not sure in that second of decision what was going to be the worst decision.
Yeah. Actually,
you wouldn't want that thing coming through the windshield.
Actually, the deer is coming next line.
No, absolutely.
I got hit by a car. I walked away.
Yeah.
Chick was driving down the back road. He's coming out of the woods. All of a sudden, blam, she hit me. I walked away.
I was fine. She was good. On her roof.
I had a little boo-boo bandit. I busted one horn. That's about it.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm going to buy an F-150.
Yeah, it was crazy because I honestly landed on my tires, which was good. You know, there was no cell phones back then.
Yeah, you had to scream for help.
I didn't have one.
Yep.
Well, I got out of my car, and there was a house maybe about, you know, 70, 100 yards.
In
you
the
know,
woods? Oh. Yeah.
Away. So I walked up to the house, and I knocked on their door and was like, I think I rolled my car. I was clearly in shock at that point.
And some guy with a hockey mask and a machete hands to the door. Hey, how you doing? I just had an accident down the road. I'm going to go push my friend in the wheelchair through the woods. Hang on a second.
That's wild. I think I rolled my car.
Yeah.
You remember yourself being upside down, but the car's on its wheels.
So right. So, dear.
I think I rolled over.
Yeah. Did you say Tom?
Yeah. And apparently they had heard the crash somehow, or the rolling of the car, and they had already called the ambulance. So by the time they walked me back to my car, they were actually looking for me.
That's efficient.
For the driver.
That's nice.
Not realizing that I had walked away from
right.
You know, wow. The car itself.
Right. There's a lady wearing a shoe on her hand. Is that you?
Most people know that deer. They know it's always causing trouble.
Right. Is that Fred again? Damn Fred!
Always causing accidents.
Fred's got little marks on his side from all the cars he's knocked off the road.
Battle scars.
Yep.
Well, thank you for calling and glad you're okay.
Yes.
Me too. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for the kind words. Nicole in Waterbury.
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good. Thank you.
So, probably about 7 years ago, I had a 2004 light blue Volkswagen convertible.
Okay.
And it's
keyword
December.
Had. Right.
Yeah.
Had is absolutely.
Right.
So I was driving up it's called East Mountain Road in Waterbury. It's a bunch of S turns and it's raining. And I'm driving up, I'm hitting one of the S turns when a Altima is speeding down the hill, hydroplanes, and smacks me head on.
Oh.
Sends me back about 50 feet. My glasses fall off my face. My son was in the car, and he's screaming, "Get out of the car! Get out of the car! The car's smoking."
How old is he at the time?
He was 22, I believe.
Oh, okay.
not far.
Going, get out of the car, mommy! Get out of the car! Save yourself! I can't. I dropped my ice cream cone. Take yourself!
My yo-yo's tangled in the steering wheel.
Yeah. So I get out of the car. He gets out of the car to check on the other person who has now flown into the woods. The other guy gets out. He pulls out a cigarette, starts smoking.
Yeah.
And I think he's coming to check on me. He starts walking down the road. all of a sudden, he starts booking down the hill.
Can you say stolen vehicle?
Welcome to Waterbury.
Exactly.
Yep.
Wow. I screamed to my son, go get him, go get him.
He's running down
the hill after the guy. The guy pulls out a knife on my son. And my son was like, yeah, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you win.
I gotta see how mommy's doing.
We don't want you that bad.
Yeah. Right.
Hydroplaning.
We went back up the hill, and we walked out, not a scratch on us.
Wow.
Because when the police and the ambulance came, they really thought that we were going to be dead.
Wow.
Well,
you almost would have got a knife.
Yeah, exactly.
In hindsight.
Never, right. Yeah.
Look, don't send your son after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I know.
Run for help, yeah, Lassie. Run.
Go chase the criminal.
Yeah. go get mommy.
Go get
the
him.
Right. Like, why did you send your son after this guy?
In your defense, you got hit by a car. So.
That's right.
You weren't in your right mind at the moment.
You just hit a car head
on. You lost your glass. You didn't see anything.
Well, glad you're okay, Nicole.
Ice cream everywhere.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, guys, and you have a great day.
You too. So not a good thing if a rat falls off a shelf during a health department inspection of your restaurant.
What timing, though, huh? Watch this. $5.
Like
right
you couldn't
for
just wait
inspector.
Until you
right.
leave.
Yeah, no, the restaurant probably threw him off there.
All right. You could all relax. It happened in Florida.
Oh, okay. So
here's the news report.
We are back with the owner of a South Florida restaurant who seems to be downplaying the severity of a violation that led to an inspector ordering his kitchen shut.
And when we arrived to ask questions, we were able to see just how easy it can be for rodents to get in. And Local 10 News investigator Jeff Hines here has tonight's Dirty Dining Report.
Dirty Dining!
Nice.
Dirty Dining Report. They are the star of the worst possible segment for a restaurant on the news.
Dirty Dining.
Dirty Dining. Nice. That's actually a reality show, isn't it?
It is, yep.
Better than Kitchen Nightmares.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty Dining.
That's got me hooked already.
When you're ordered shut for a rodent issue, probably not a good idea to have the back door wide open. The area surrounding that door, quite frankly, is filthy with disgusting-looking fluids and grease in buckets right by the back door.
What happened?
You were shut down last week for rodents? You had rats. Rat droppings?
Rat dropping?
Yeah.
This is exactly what I would do if I'm this guy.
Right.
I don't blame him for one second.
Right, no,
nope. Yep. I do not know what you're talking
about. If I know two languages,
yep.
All of a sudden, your language, no, I don't know that well.
Yeah, no speaky.
Rat droppings?
Right. That is pepper.
Everything you say. You were shut down.
Right.
Shut down?
I just repeat everything he says, yes.
You're for on sprinkles? Fire right now. On fire? I'm just doing the accent that I heard. Thanks. Relax, everybody.
Yeah.
We're at China City. It's in Pembroke Pines at 1669 North Hiatus Road. Last week, during a routine unannounced state inspection, 23 violations were found. China City ordered shut. 60-plus rodent droppings were found inside.
All right, hold on.
Who had to count them?
You stop counting at like 30, right?
I want
like,
two
is good.
Put a little chalk circle and it's rat dropping.
I mean, I guess that's the guy's job. He's like, I have to give an accurate report. I'm counting every one of them.
Where'd you get that cone with chocolate sprinkles? Doesn't that chocolate sprinkles?
I thought they didn't have any flavor to them.
I asked for white rice, not brown rice.
Right. What is that, my cannoli?
Rodent droppings were found inside. This employee gets the owner on the phone.
Not all over, you know, just one or two, you know, on the corner. We didn't see it, and then we're so busy, you know. But no, it's fine. Everything is good now, yes.
Okay, you only had one or two droppings?
Yes.
So,
yes,
by the
yes.
way, he says everything is fine now.
Yeah,
everything's
fine now, yeah.
They have the camera crew at the restaurant. He's on the cell phone.
Right.
And this restaurant's a mess. I mean, it just looks like you would not want your worst enemy to eat there.
They are panning through, and it looks like a hoarder's home.
Yeah.
It looks like a garbage dump.
Right.
Like, nothing here looks like, we could use this for something.
Yeah, no.
It's like just all garbage.
Yeah. There's a lot of plastic, but not where you want it to be.
Yeah, so
it's like, why is it there?
The dumpster was actually better cuisine.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and this thing is like the walls are painted in grease.
Oh.
Yeah. Decades of grease.
Yeah, it's just being slick.
Yeah, and apparently rat droppings.
Nice.
Not sure what he's talking about, because here is the inspection. Rodent droppings were found under cooking equipment, in a dishwashing area, in a dry storage area, even in the restroom.
It was much more than two.
No way. Not that many. Just on the corner, you know, we can see it.
You're not keeping it clean.
Give me 1 second, my friend. 1 second.
Hands up. I don't blame him either. I'm losing this battle, so I'm bailing.
Lost your signal. That's it.
What am I going to do here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rat trap was in the bathroom, had a little newspaper next to it.
What's nuts is the restaurant was open.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
He hangs up. Among the other violations found, an employee came from out back here where it's filthy, then went inside and handled food without washing hands.
Ah.
Takeout containers were stored in the bathroom. Old residue buildup was found on rice containers. A brown mold-like substance buildup was found on a can opener. A stop sale ordered
mold-like.
Mold-like.
Came in, not sure what this is.
Came identify it.
That means the health inspector who does this on a daily basis, right. Look at it, goes, I don't know what that is, man. Right. Yeah. But it's not supposed to be there.
Sent to the lab. I have no idea.
Yep. This could be something scientists haven't even figured out yet.
Right.
It could cure cancer. Never could. Or could kill you.
Or take paint up your
nose. It's like the start of The Last of Us. Who knows?
Yeah.
We have no idea.
Right.
Mystery blob. Wow.
There is the only way to fix this place is to burn it to the ground.
I don't know.
But the
toxic
problem with
fumes.
That is the toxic fumes would
rat dropping.
Kill people.
It smells like burning poop.
Ugh.
Yeah.
A stop sale ordered on noodles, cooked shrimp, rice, dumplings. They were being held at an unsafe temperature. Employee training had expired. We called the owner back.
Because why not? It's hard to hire a worker. We only have two workers working right now. We will try our best because we don't want people to get sick.
When even the roaches leave the place.
It's funny. Restaurants open, so people must be like, well, I love their whatever.
Well,
their rice is awesome.
Right, to die for, literally. Mm-hmm.
There's some kind of extra flavor that I just can't find anywhere else.
I've had this flavor in my mouth before.
Takeout containers were stored in the bathroom.
Brutal.
Yuck.
Michelle in Hamden.
So I was delivering part-time for Grubhub. As a side hustle.
Right. No names.
Yeah, no names. Just.
Oh, okay. Well, this isn't the problem.
Right. Grubhub was fine.
Right.
Right.
Okay, yeah. All right. So I went to a restaurant to pick up an order, and I'm waiting, and a waitress comes out with a tray, and the guy that was running the register goes, wow, that looks good. She goes, try it. He puts his fingers in it, takes a piece out, and eats it. And he goes, this is good. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I went home that night, and I said, we are so, like, never eating there ever. And there's like, but I have a pet peeve about people who touch money and handle food.
Yeah.
There's got to be a different person, or they have to wear gloves, you know, like, that's my
thing. But you got to change the gloves.
I've seen that so much.
You wear the plastic gloves, you go in, you touch the money, and then you touch the food.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah,
you got to put your gloves on after you touch the money.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's part of why they tell you never to put fruit in your drinks at bars, because the bartenders are constantly getting cash tips.
Ah.
And it doesn't matter how clean they keep the bar. Like, there's going to be money transfer germs that wind up on that fruit.
That explains dysentery.
I don't like when someone comes over to fill up your water and they touch the rim of your glass, the part that your lip's going to touch with their fingers to pick it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Give me a straw now.
Yeah, I'm done with water at that point.
Yep. Yeah, I'll just drink from puddle outside. It's cleaner.
All right, Michelle, thank you.
Give me a straw.
Yeah. I don't know if we get a lot of calls on this one. One is kind of gross, but we'll make it funny.
Yeah, of course. Good that way.
Dirty Dining Report.
Exactly.
The Dirty Dining Report. Dirty Dining.
Thank you, Clint Eastwood.
Hello.
Could ask us one question.
Well, this was a diner in the Valley a long, long time ago when I worked in a factory. I was probably 18 years old.
That's a while ago, yeah.
Yeah. And I was there ordering a sandwich. They had the best macaroni and cheese, and they had the best cheeseburgers.
Oh.
And I see something crawling across the counter. And the guy just behind the counter, the owner of the place, nonchalantly grabs like a dish towel and just acts like he's wiping the counter. And he pushes it right off.
Not the first
rodeo.
To
the counter, like down where the food's being prepared.
Yep.
And just act like it didn't even happen.
You didn't see a thing, like a Jedi.
Nothing to see here.
Here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
I did not stop going there.
Nice.
I was like, their cheeseburgers are too good.
Exactly. Right. You don't know what cheeseburgers are made from.
Risk the disease.
Care. That's right.
Yep.
Now, that would stop me.
Every
but
time
then, it did not stop me.
So now every time a light goes on, do you scatter from the room or what?
Yeah. I go, run. Jeff in East Haven.
Great show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, when I was in school, I worked for a cleaning company, and we went to a restaurant that's no longer in existence in Hamden, burned down in a fire. My supervisor told me, be quiet. We're going to go in the kitchen. When I flip the lights on, take a look at the steam table. Flip the lights on. There was a dozen rats on top of the table.
Like a rave
on the
party.
It was unbelievable. They all scampered. Sure, they all ran under the refrigerator, right, under the dishwasher, all that stuff.
They're all taking Molly.
Unbelievable. Never saw anything like it. There was still food on the tables from the night before, sure, and the rats were just having a feast. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Wow.
You ruined their feast.
Oh,
yeah, easy.
I didn't last too long on that job.
Yes.
No, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Luckily, that place is closed.
Show, yes.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Burnt down. The rats burnt the place down.
They did. That's how bad it was.
Like, they're like, this place sucks.
Well, one of them was like,
we need to get rid of
one
it.
One of them had a base pipe and exploded.
This is not healthy for us.
Hey, guys.
Jody and Danbury.
Hello.
Hello.
So I went to, it's a pizza place. It's a chain one, not Domino's, but it's a chain pizza place.
Okay.
So I never was there before. I just went in, popped in after work to grab a slice for the ride home. So I go in. There's one guy there. And you know how when you, like if you pinch the end of your finger or something, what's the first thing you do? You, like, stick it in your mouth and you're like, ow, ow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this guy, first off, was working with no gloves from the start. Then he does that. Then he starts grabbing cheese and stuff, and he's sprinkling it on the pizza. And I was like, oh. Hell no. He didn't even have gloves on. He should have had gloves on from the start.
But what year was this, though?
Yeah. How long ago?
It was like last year, maybe the year before.
Okay, never mind.
Absolutely. 1970, it's like, yeah, this sounds fine.
Yeah, we're still here. We're still here.
Yeah. Different time.
Yeah, different time. Built exactly character. Right.
Yeah, they wipe their forehead of sweat, and then they grab their pizza. Oh. Here you go.
You know
how
many of those restaurant shows I've seen where the guy's like sweating?
They're just pouring sweat
into the food.
In the
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No! Never eat.
Well, I mean, no, salt. But yes.
Never
like
again.
I've seen it.
Never again.
Never again.
No.
Ah.
I don't even
coming
sweat
off
my
terrible, their nose terrible. Down into the food.
I don't even sweat my own food.
Jesus,
God. I know where I've been.
Yeah.
I have to wash my hands 45 times before I do anything. It's like, ugh.
I need to rake my tongue right now.
No, that's right.
Thank you, Jody.
Ew.
You're welcome. Bye.
I think my stomach just dropped 15 feet.
Tracy in Milford.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I was at a sandwich making shop. And they had recently added macaroni and cheese to the menu.
Nice.
And I ordered it, and she scoops a cup, and she microwaves it, and she takes it out, and she looks around, and she sticks her finger in it to stir it. And I was so grossed out. I didn't know what to say. I look at the guy
next
to me.
That was a cheese board.
And he just, he just turns away, pretending he didn't see it. I get to the register, and I tell her, I said, I'm sorry, I don't want the macaroni and cheese. And we're just like, well, why not? I said, because she stuck her finger in it to stir it.
Right. Smell her finger. See what happens.
smell her finger.
This smells like poop. No, the other one. Right next to it. Yeah, she's here in the restroom.
Oh, that's tough.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. They closed about a year later.
Gee, I wonder why. They were forced by the health department.
I'm surprised it took that long.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I never went back.
Yeah, no.
No, that's
can't
enough.
Blame can't blame her. You.
Yeah. I have enough information. I'm good.
Thank you.
Pete in Southbury.
I used to live in Westport, and I used to commute to Newtown every day, and I used to stop in the morning and grab a coffee on my way in.
No names.
I didn't say a name.
Okay.
I know you didn't. I'm just reminding. That's just a friendly reminder.
You can hear a butthole.
We're getting very specific on location.
My butthole punching over here.
Don't say anything. So on the way in, I'm drinking my coffee. You know, it's tasting good.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I feel something bumping against my lip.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, maybe it's a chunk of, you know, sugar. I don't know what it was.
Some chocolate, perhaps.
I get all the way to work. I finish the coffee. I get out of my car. I open the lid, and there was a horsefly in it.
Oh.
That's better than what I was thinking.
It's better than what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, but a very well-caffeinated horsefly.
He flew for days.
He's like,
became a racehorse fly.
Doing a backstroke.
Oh, damn.
At least you could identify it.
Yeah.
I feel like
that's
the
a good point.
Never stopped again for a coffee.
Yeah.
That's a great point. When you can identify it, you do feel a little bit better.
Yeah, he's a tea drinker now.
When it's something you've never seen before, it's like, I don't know how this got there, but I'm horrified.
Just some glob.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was going to be a roach.
It still turns my stomach.
So, yeah.
And that's just, I would just stick my fingers down my throat and then gargle with kerosene and light my throat on fire.
And then still run the traffic.
Right. Hey, great story. Thank you, Pete.
Nice.
All righty, guys. Goodbye. I thought
it was going to be a booger.
Oh, really?
I did.
I wasn't thinking booger. I was thinking something nasty.
I was thinking roach.
I was picturing Mr. Hanky.
I feel like it takes a lot of effort to get that in there.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo. Give me a coffee cup for you. Wait, what?
There was a place in the valley, not the same place I spoke of. Not doing a lot for valley dining right now.
They're much better now.
This was in the 70s.
Yeah, they're much better. The cuisine's fantastic.
I don't even know if we had a health department back then.
Right, they did, but they got sick.
But they would boil hot dogs in water.
Uh-huh.
And then they would use the water for the coffee.
Oh. It's the coffee they ate like
a meal.
It was
beef-flavored coffee. It's so gross.
How come you have a hot dog burp from your coffee?
Right.
You taste garlic?
It's like, wow, I feel like I had breakfast and a coffee.
Wow. But
the first un-vegan coffee.
Right. Do you put mustard or do you put
cream
on there?
Oh, yeah. Ruth wouldn't want that coffee.
No, she would not, no.
Sky and Shelton.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I will not mention, but it was I'm from Shelton, so you obviously could figure out where it is. My wife and I went for a Sunday morning breakfast, and all of a sudden I looked at her. She had a Western omelet, and I saw her eyes frozen, and she was choking, and she spit out on the table a whole manicured fingernail.
Wow.
That was in the egg omelet.
Wow.
It was a French manicure, the whole fingernail. Then the owner, my wife ran out because she was gagging.
Right.
And I went in there and I ran after her, and the waitress is like, you can't leave without paying. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
So you had the French omelet.
It was a whole complete fingernail.
They changed the French omelet.
They said, that's on the house.
That's the omelet surprise.
That tells you a few things, but number one, not wearing gloves back there either.
Yeah. Right.
Come back nine more times.
The owner... The owner came out and says, oh, that's part of our Teflon stirring. And I have a picture of it, and it's a complete fingernail.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is it all shaped and has like a little diamond in the end of it?
When I see a waitress with long fingernails.
She doesn't eat Western omelets anymore.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, scrambled eggs.
In the ingredients.
Scrambled eggs much better.
Right. Yeah. All right, Sky, thank you.
Yeah. All right, have a good day, guys.
You too.
Wow, someone's fingernail.
Phil?
So this just happened to us, actually. We were on vacation this summer, and it's a big group of us. There's like eight adults at a table, and my sister looks down. She's about to eat her meal, and there's a quarter in the spoon. It's not even like buried in the meal. So she's like, oh, you know what? I don't think that's supposed to be there. So we send that back, and she's like, I actually had more than I thought for appetizers. Don't just take that one off the bill. Don't worry about it. My brother-in-law, as this is happening, is cutting into his steak. And as he picks up the piece of steak that he's cut to eat it, there's a penny under the steak.
Wow.
So now we're like, what the hell is going on here?
It's a penny steak?
Wow.
There's two coins in two different meals on this table at the same time.
Want to change a meal?
So all you hear is six other people at the same time push their plates away from themselves. And we're all just sitting there. We're like, I think we need to speak with the manager now.
Right. I'm going to start looking for the $50 bill.
Like, what the hell is going on? Yeah. I was afraid to investigate, frankly.
You got $1 million pie?
Did you hear Dan said? Was prepared in a wishing well.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, my brother-in-law told me later, he's like, I'm cutting into the steak, and I felt the ridges of the knife catch on something. And I thought, oh, it was just like a piece of grizzle or something. I open it, and there's a penny. He's like, this is not a new penny. Like, right. This penny had been
what you gotta
around
do is,
the whole world like 50 times.
You got to leave that change as the tip.
I have never seen a look on my sister's face change so immediately to rage. No. And we were just like, we were all like, sit down. Yeah, we're going to handle this.
No, she changed, though, right?
But no, so the manager made us wait. It was like probably 10 to 15 minutes before anyone came over to talk to us. And they were so rude to us.
Wow.
I've never seen this in my life happen. My father, my mother, everybody at the table, we just looked at each other. We're like, goodbye. And we stood up and left.
Nice.
And we did not leave them anything except the quarter and the penny that they gave us.
There you go. See?
Great.
Bad it for you.
Wow.
26 cents. Here you go.
They were accusing us of putting it there on purpose. We're like, you were at the table when he was cutting the steak. You saw it happen.
Right. Jeez.
Wow. Oh, it was brutal.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
So nobody ate that.
No.
That food was all just left on the table.
I'm not gonna
So you
it.
Go outside and you say, so, who's hungry?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much exactly
Let's
what happened.
Go. Where are we going now?
Yep. Everybody has been eating.
Paul in Stratford.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Morning.
Good. So after a long career working in the IT field, I decided to switch over to the food industry.
Nice.
I had just taken my ServSafe certification and found a job in a small restaurant. I won't mention names. It was a very small kitchen, very popular with the locals. Their biggest thing were their fried chicken wings and their stuffed burgers.
Nice.
So, small kitchen, the only place I had to prep the meat patties was on the sandwich board. Okay, so I'm doing what they tell me to do. I'm forming the sandwich patties. And then the restaurant opens up, and so orders start coming in. And so I go to move the raw hamburger off the shelf so I can start taking orders. And the guy is telling me, no, no, just move it over to the side. And I say, all right, well, where's the sanitizer so I can clean the board? And they looked at me like I had two heads.
Sanitizer?
And I'm like, cross-contamination, raw meat. I got to start making food here. And they're like, let me see here. Oh, we got something on there. Hey, here's bleach. Here, just wipe it down. And I'm like,
because poison's so much better.
Undiluted bleach. No problem.
That's why I cleaned you out.
Yikes.
Yeah.
And so the same day, again, this is like my first week working there, they get a huge order, like 120 pounds of chicken wings coming in. And it's my job to do the first fry to prep all these chicken wings. Again, small kitchen, no place to really work. So they had me, the fryers were over by the little counter where we pass the food plates. So the waitresses can come in and pick up the food.
I have to cut you short. We've got Jack Osborne calling in with an Ozzy Osborne health update.
Wow.
So we got to kind of break on time for that one.
It's a nightmare, though.
But it sounds like this just kept getting worse. Did you end up leaving?
Absolutely.
Good. Good for you. Good.
Run.
Run.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, Paul, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.